An Anchorage man was mauled by a brown bear near Yakutat over the weekend. 29-year-old Kenneth Steck was medevaced to Providence Medical Center in Anchorage on Friday after suffering extensive bite wounds. It's the second serious mauling in southeast Alaska this season. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
According to Yakutat police, Steck went camping in Disenchantment Bay on Thursday near Callahonda Creek with his wife and several other friends. The group was armed and planning to hunt for black bear if they saw any. On Friday, Steck left camp on his own to get water from the creek when he was attacked by a large brown bear. Although he had a weapon, he was unable to draw it in time to use it. According to police, the attack may have lasted up to 2 minutes before others from Steck's party arrived to drive off the animal. Steck reportedly suffered severe wounds to his lower leg, scalp, and shoulder. He received first aid from his wife, Hannah, an RN, and two other RNs in the party. Their call to the Coast Guard was overheard by the Yakutat Police Department. Officer Jeff Lee reported to the Yakutat Clinic to collect additional medical supplies. Lee and clinic staffer Mark Schultz traveled aboard the Yakutat Harbormaster boat and met the campers in Johnstone Passage and began administering advanced medical care. Steck was stabilized at the Yakutat Clinic and medevaced to Providence and Anchorage. Hospital officials confirm that he has since been released. Officer Lee says the attack appears to have been unprovoked. The bear is presumed to be a boar rather than a female with cubs. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has been doing DNA studies in the area. The department will attempt to collect DNA samples from the victim's clothing, but Lee says the biologist he's spoken with thinks it's unlikely that they'll be able to identify the bear responsible for the attack. This is the second mauling in Southeast so far this spring. On April 18th, the UAS outdoor instructor, Forrest Wagner, was seriously mauled in Haines while teaching a class. He was hospitalized for about 3 weeks. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.